This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With livelihoods under siege, House Democrats have now unveiled a fresh stimulus bill that would double the amount of aid the government has already spent to $6 trillion. By most accounts, this is an opening bid in a conversation on whether and how Washington should respond as certain crisis programs run out. Marketplace's Scott Tong joins me now. What are the main pieces of what Democrats want for additional aid and stimulus?
Well, in their bill, there's $1 trillion for state and local governments. They've been walloped because tax revenue hasn't been coming in. The money would pay health workers and first responders and teachers at risk of losing their jobs. There's also a second round of direct checks on top of the initial $1,200 checks from the spring that were meant to last just 1 month. And it extends enhanced benefits for the unemployed that will run out in July.
Is part of the argument here that these are desperate times? Jobs are almost in free fall and the current stimulus is set to run out?
Well, it is implied. And if you think about it, the unemployment right now is about 1 in 7 Americans, which could be 1 in 5 before long. And some 40% of small businesses say they don't know if they're going to make it.
Now, a vote on this is scheduled for this Friday, and the Republicans in control of the Senate say this is going precisely nowhere.
Well, the rare window of bipartisanship in crisis is surely less open now. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell calls this a laundry list of pet priorities on the left. But he has his own list. He wants to give liability protection to businesses that fear they'll get sued by workers who get infected. So as the economy struggles, necessity could bring them to the table.
Marketplace's Scott Tong in Washington. Thank you.